You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. My name is Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with this is the show where for the next hour I'll be doing a little bit of variety, playing you a variety of tracks that I found from the CJSF archive, as well as some tracks that I've brought from home as well, and just sort of talking about what's going on with me. Took a little break last week, was feeling a little bit sick, but nonetheless, we're back. Some big things happening right now. First of all, I'm quitting the hive here, going to the rock climbing gym. It's summer now. I'm canceling my membership. I can't afford it. We're down with the hive a little bit. I mean, I love the hive a little bit, but you know, they kind of have a monopoly on rock climbing. So, and I can't really afford to go there. So it's all about, you know, climbing rocks outside now. Your boy's ordered a crash pad for himself. I blew $150 on a crash pad, which, in scale of like what I would have spent on like a membership, is about the same. So eagerly waiting for that, and I think that's my physical activity for the summer, you know, like no more going to the rock climbing gym and blowing the bag on a membership. I'm just gonna go climb some rocks, because that's what it's all really for, you know, like I've been doing all this climbing in the gym, like it's time to go like out in the real world and climb. On the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilym, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Let's go to some music first before I talk about some other big things and big happenings in my life. But for my first track this week, it's a hip-hop track from an artist named Classified. Located in the Maritimes, I've just learned. Here's Dad Jokes on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
What do you call a lazy doctor? Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, he liked that one. You see how he smiled when he delivered it?
If spaghetti made an action movie, what would it be called? Mission Impossible. Like
a dad joke. Don't give a fuck, my raps are all dad jokes. Thinking of another rhyme. Don't give a fuck, my raps are all
dad jokes. I hear the phone ringing, I let them know you called. Then you can meet me on the corner like two walls. I always pack an extra pair of socks when I golf, cause I usually get a hole in one. Dad jokes, I don't trust you like a set of stairs. You up to something, I'm afraid for you like the calendar. Your days are numbered, came to jump around, but I'll be jumping out the marsh pit. The car look fresh, but the muffler sound exhausted. Vroom, vroom, take the lane just to switch sides. No subliminals and facade, I don't disguise. Elevated jokes, they work on many levels. Heavy metal music kept banging and banging to it. How we doing? Luke Boyd, nice to meet ya. Whole flow, so dope, why critique us? Got them tripping, oh boy, tie your sneakers, cause we don't run the same race.
Don't give a fuck, my raps are all bad jokes. Thinking of another rhyme. Don't give a fuck, my raps are all bad jokes.
Hate to cut you off, but I gotta go.
Fresh it fresh.
Like a dad joke.
And you know, and I know.
My raps are all bad jokes.
I stay cooler than an icicle. Ain't doing nothing, I'm too tired like a bicycle. A flow that might cripple, copoco like nipples. Got a hole close like triples till they put the doubles down, right? I didn't even know that bitch was on fire. I'm higher than Bon Iver. I'm used to drawing blanks, that's a life for songwriters. Got me pushing through the day, cause I've been pulling all nighters. I got dad jokes. Shout out to my crew, I can count on every one of them like my fingers. Smokers and drinkers, hopers and dreamers. My trophies sit on the shelf and gather dust like a vacuum cleaner. But I move on, please, or you can chew on these. I always hated facial hair that it grew on me. Took the bike off road until the bikes rode off. You think you harder than a Mac, but you Microsoft. Kid, I got dad jokes.
Don't give a fuck, my raps are all bad jokes.
Thinking of another rhyme.
Don't give a fuck, my raps are all bad jokes.
Hate to cut you off, but I gotta go.
Fresh it fresh.
Like a dad joke. And you know. raps are all dad jokes.
How we doing? Luke boy, nice to meet ya. Whole flow, so dope, why critique us? Got him tripping. Oh boy, tie your sneakers, cause we don't run the same race. And tried to go the distance, try to make it work, had trouble coexisting. Now it's like we really don't care when we both nitpicking at each other over here, over this, over that. Neither of us holding back, trading insults, throwing glass, ain't no going back, nah. Some people ain't good together, no. I'm thinking being separated might be better, though. Is this really what you wanted? I don't think it is. And all this fighting ain't good for the head, baby, I gotta go. Couldn't deal with these issues. Yeah. In and out of life. Girl, I know that I'll miss you.
I will.
Yeah. I loved you when I met you, and I love you when I leave. I'm finally realizing you ain't me and meant to be. It's hard on us both, physically, mentally. I'm not doing it for spite, I'm doing it to set you free. This don't gotta be an upset or sad moment. This is a let's be happy for what we had moment. I know it's hard and it's gonna take a while, but maybe this'll bring back your smile. Baby, I gotta go.
Welcome back. That last track was Classified. Oh no, it was called Slippin' by Classified here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So some big things are happening in my life right now. We just had a big sort of, I mean, I didn't move, but my roommate, Patrick, who, if some of you guys have followed me for a while, especially, you know, if you've heard me on the radio before, I used to do a show on CGSF with Patrick. We used to, during the COVID era, kind of got my start doing a little more serious programming. Me and Patrick had a little podcast that we did from, like, our basement, funny enough. But Patrick is, like, an old friend from high school, and we moved out during the pandemic. Just wanted to live together and moved to Commercial Drive, and it was such a great time. And we lived together for about 4 years, almost, I think. Like, it must have been, yeah, that must be right, actually. It must have been, like, September of 2020. My God. And so, yeah, me and Patrick almost lived together for 4 years. And just this past week, at the beginning of July, Patrick moved out. He, right now, him and another one of our friends, Ryan, are on this big Asia trip. They're going to Japan and Korea and Taiwan, I think, as well. Maybe Hong Kong, if they have time. Big trip for him. But this is all sort of coming at a good time because Patrick's accepting a master's in computing science at UFT, which I'm very proud of him for. So, you know, he's got to move out and move out to Ontario in order to attend school there. But it was kind of like a bittersweet goodbye, you know, like I know he's traveling right now. He's going to be there for 2 months and then he's going to come back for like maybe a week. And then we'll say like our goodbyes before he moves to Ontario. But yeah, I mean, been thinking a lot about like, you know, reflecting on the memories we've shared, you know, it's really funny when you're living with somebody so long like that. I mean, we've always made jokes, him and I, that we're like basically a common law marriage at this point. Fun fact, I was talking to one of my friends, Eric, who is a lawyer, or I guess at the time was studying to be a lawyer, and he was like, I mean, he was mostly joking, but he was like, you know, if you passed away suddenly, Patrick, all he would need to do to essentially claim your estate from your parents would be to just prove that what you guys had was a romantic relationship, which could be as simple as proving that, like, we had a meal together, or we shared groceries, or we did things that were, like, somewhat affectionate, you know, which is really funny. But with that in mind, I'm not just talking about me and Patrick's secret relationship or something or other, but it kind of felt like a bit of a breakup when he left. It's really, really funny. I mean, I think maybe some of you guys who have lived with long-term roommates, not necessarily partners, can say the same. But it's so funny. Like, I feel like in the last couple of weeks that we were starting to move out, and I've since like moved in with my girlfriend Ava. So it was kind of a bit of like a funny like gray area of like, it's like our house now, but like Patrick's still there. You know, obviously he's got a room and stuff. You know, he's still paying rent. But it was kind of funny. I think both of us were kind of like sad that like the boys are not together, right? Because like, I mean, it's a bachelor pad, right? Like for a long time, for those 4 years, it was like, I mean, for a good amount of that time, we were both single. But like, you know, the house was evidently like in a state. And, you know, I think that like towards the end, it was like kind of like, you know, we're kind of stepping on each other's toes towards the end. It did feel like a bit of a breakup. Like there was a little bit of I wouldn't say that we were beefing, but like, I don't know. I think it's just like, you know, we both feel sad about it and like don't really know how to like address it necessarily, as boys do. Boys talking to one another don't really know how to do that sometimes, which is a fault I'm willing to admit. But it was so funny, like we were just kind of like, you know, not really talking. Also, we were like super busy and stuff. But like, once Patrick moved out, and like, it's so funny, like the day he moved out, and then me and Ava like got all our stuff in, and then like the next day, like we had Patrick come over just for like a little, you know, check out what we've done with the place, and like come have dinner and stuff. And it was like super different. It felt like, you know, back to like chilling again with Patrick, you know, like it didn't feel like we were like roommates that were like a little bit annoyed with each other at that point, you know. It was like good. And so yeah, I mean, saw Patrick off at the airport and that was it. Like he's gonna be gone for 2 months, you know, and feels kind of sad now that I'm thinking about it, because at the end of the day, like, you know, me and Patrick got really, really close, a lot closer than we were in high school by living together, right? Like we were ostensibly like, it was very much like a brotherhood, I would say, you know. Like I think that like you know, we were each other's kind of best friends living together, like if someone wanted to hang out, Patrick wanted to go to see a movie or something, like, okay, I'm down, let's rally, you know, Patrick, I want someone to come to this party with me, okay, let's rally, you know, let's go do this, you know, well, let's stay in, let's like, cook some food, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was such a good time, and I reflect very fondly about those 4 years of, like, living with Patrick, you know, because I think that, like, it's funny, I think maybe at a younger time, definitely when I first came to SFU, I was looking at a lot of my friends, especially my friends in UVic, which, albeit, is, from what I perceive, a bit of, like, a partying school. Like, I feel like it's kind of a, Victoria kind of, to me, seems like a bit of a party town. I mean, it's very polarizing to me a little bit. It seems like there's a good portion of Victoria that's, like, you know, a little bit of an older demographic, maybe, like, you know, their kids have moved out, like, maybe almost retirement age. On the other hand, it's, like, a lot of college students, and so I think for a little while I was, like, kind of, like, bummed that I didn't have, like, you know, my college experience or something or other, you know? Like, that's where, like, all my friends in Victoria were doing, you know? But I kind of got, like, that same, like, you know, broke college living together experience, all while living in like a like one of my favorite neighborhoods in Vancouver, you know. And so it was really nice to have done that with Patrick. I don't think I would have done that with anybody else, you know. Like, that was such an important time, and you know, all the gaming and all the like smoking weed at home and like, you know, shower beers, you know, I got to do all that, you know, and got that out of my system. And yeah, I'm super thankful for those years. It was such a good time, you know. So, you know, on to the next stage. And honestly, like, it's also like a big step for us now, like, you know, moving in with a partner. Like, I was very excited about moving with Ava. It's only been a week so far, so she doesn't like hate me yet, you know, but things are going well. Haven't been kicked out to sleep on the couch yet, but very pleased. We've been doing a lot, like, you know, getting furniture together, you know. Like, it's so funny. It's like such a, I think it's such a funny like girlfriend boyfriend notion of like you move in with your girlfriend and she tells you that you have to get rid of all your furniture. But you know, I think it comes from a good place. It's like, oh, it's not because, I mean, it's not because of my taste in furniture, obviously, you know. Like, she would tell me, right? She loves my furniture, but it's about getting things together, I suppose. So very excited in Patrick's room now, which was the bigger room, which I was always a little bitter that I got the really tiny room, a lot more natural light in his room. So we're in that room, and my room's turning into like a bit of an office space, or like a, I'll be honest, probably a space for me to put my computer so Ava doesn't have to hear me like yelling on the game. She just like close the door, you know, and just like not have to deal with me. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with this new place, or well, not new place, but you know, the new state of our basement suite. And yeah, so things are going well for me. On to some more music here. I've got a song by Stephen Ham, Theremin Man, off an album called Songs for the Future. Here's Star People on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Star people for the shine of the moon. Shapeshifters that rarely appear, but if you see one, say hi for me.
sunset calling out to me. Maybe this mystery ain't so clear to see. It may sound crazy, but it seems so real.
Thank you.